Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Before I start, I was reminded because of my previous podcast, and now because of misconstrued situations related to what I say. So this is what I'm going to say. This includes my previous podcast and my podcast now and in the future. And I'm going to always say it. This is a disclaimer. Anything I say on my podcast always is innocent. It's PG-13, meaning it's not intended to hurt anyone or violate the law in any way or to insinuate or promote any type of discrimination or unlawful behavior of any type. Everything I say is legal and from a opinion that's not biased. So I leave it there. Well, anyway, being an artist and an ambitious person, to try to make it in Hollywood, I have been subjected to prejudice. In California, I came to Hollywood to be a star when I was young. And I do know, when I'm looking at the Attorney General website, that, talk about what is legal and what is not legal. They said a threat of violence or any type of hate violence is illegal under the Ralph Act. It could be considered a hate crime if it's acting out on anyone who's a minority. I'm a minority. I have dark skin and I'm real tall. So having dark skin means that for some people, unfortunately, it's not a good thing. Unfortunately, they are racist in the society. There are people who look at someone's skin color who's darker than they are or otherwise and are not tolerant. Unfortunately, there have been many situations of how hatred in one's mind and intentions could cause so much tragedy. And it's so wrong to be a racist. It goes against the grain of society, and it goes against the legal and the logical basic philosophy and constitution of life and love. It goes against love. It goes against everything that is genuinely decent. There's no decency. There's no excuse to be any type of bigot. While in America, unfortunately, people can have a right to have their beliefs, but they do not have the right in any way to act out on their hateful beliefs. I came from Buffalo, New York, and that's my hometown, and I was in New York City. I moved on, and I'm now in L.A. I've been in L.A. for many years. So what happened in Buffalo was horrific, and I really hope that the guy who's accused of these crimes be put away. In a legal aspect, you will say allege, but I will say that it looks beyond a reasonable doubt that this guy did it, and I hope he's locked up for life. He should not be on the street. But while they captured someone like this at an unfortunate situation, which he caused so much harm to the victims should be alive right now, and they're not because of a heinous, hateful individual. In my life, I feel that I met individuals who are too sick and too dangerous to be around other people. While they may not have done what this individual done, they perpetuate and harass, targeted me for no reason, who I don't know, and want to hurt me for no reason because of their illness or because of their racism. Now, this, that Attorney General website have a website that is against the law to be a victim, you know, to target someone for hatred based on race or ethnicity, based on nationality, based on religion, any type of religion, Buddhist, Jewish, Christian, whatever nationality could be, you know, what country you come from or wherever, it's wrong to be hateful. It's wrong to be hateful because of someone's gender, man or woman. It's wrong to be hateful to sexual orientation. It's wrong to be hateful or discriminate or target someone because of physical and mental disability. It's wrong to be, you know, to be to hateful, to commit a hate crime against anyone who's associated with a person or group with one or more of these actual or perceived characteristics. So this is what the state attorney generals have in California. A hate crime is, you know, it's against the law, the Rouse Act, to target someone because of race, black, white, or brown, nationality, religion, gender, sexual orientation, physical or mental disability, or someone with a combination of all these characteristics. Someone who's black, who's disabled, who's gay, or someone who's, you know, who's disabled, who's Jewish, who's gay, or somebody who, et cetera, et cetera. Me, I guess, you know, because of my podcast and my music, I have ambitions. You know, also because I didn't get discovered, I pursued academia, and I guess I have some talents at it, and to agree, and I'm inspired. And some individuals near me do not like that. They do not like me being inspired. They target me because of what they perceive through their mental illness, what work I'm doing, and what I'm doing as a, why is I'm trying it, making up stories or trying to hinder my progress to make it an industry, saying false, crazy things that I'm doing it as a hobby. I would not. I'm not a amateur musician. I have made it to the professional level. I am not out. I did not come 3,000 miles to LA to make music for a hobby or to do it for an amateur. I have made it on Spotify. My songs would not be on Spotify. It would not be with BMI, which is professional oriented. This person was jealous. This person's a jealous. They made racist statements about me. They called me the N-word. They said threatening things. And these individuals followed me around the car, making up stories that I was ill, something wrong with me mentally because of their illness. They also said, they're the same people who said they used my songs illegally, sampling, which they did not write. They made up stories that I did not own my publishing. All of it is because of jealousy, hatred, and all of it, and some of it is racism. They say I should stay with my own kind, meaning I should stay with people who look like me and so on, which is racist. I don't hang around with any body, regardless of color or wherever they come from, who say things like that, because that's ignorant. That's also very hateful. They could be charged with a hate crime because they use racial innuendo, they use the racial slurs on me too. And I don't deal with people who are racist. You know, stay with your own kind is a ignorant statement. It is racism in the 21st century. There are so many people who hang around with, mingle with different colors, religions, all whites alive, because we're all 100% the same. It has been proven that human beings, black, white, and brown, are 100% the same genetically. It has been proven to be the truth. So if someone says something that goes against the grain of society, it's ignorant. Use the N-word and so on. That's why we need to crack down on hate mongers, white supremacists, and other hate mongers, because they can cause serious harm to innocent people, like what happened in Buffalo. This type of language and hatred can cause harm to people, and we need to stop it, as well as sick people who commit harm to me. These individuals were jealous of me trying to be ambitious, jealous or got something against me because they don't want to see me making it in Hollywood, or they think I'm delusional about it. They are out of touch with reality. They just jealous individuals who have some serious mental problem, and they should be investigated. At the same time, I felt that these same individuals have followed me around, have set stories. They have made up stories about my mental health. They have targeted me because of my skin color or because of who I hang out with. They're trying to undermine my progression in life because they don't want me to be doing what I'm doing. The answer to that is I was told a restraining order, police, etc. You know, I can't keep doing that because I look on my Westlaw and I see my name against somebody who I had to stay away from because they were so seriously ill and did not understand that when I did not talk to them and they were acting very irrational on the street 20 years ago, still coming over here. I don't want to deal with some serious, mentally ill person who is not able to understand how to mind their business and who I don't know or I haven't seen in several years. That's why they need to have investigations for people who commit crimes or target people. But at the same time, I should not be targeted for any type of discrimination, and I have been. You know, they have laws and rules in a society. We live in a very, liberal society. But as that, even though I live in a very open-minded society, progressive society, it's still some people in the society, no matter where you come from, including Los Angeles, who are not able to be tolerant and open to other people who the perception is who they feel is different from them. So I'm trying to be very careful because it's just all about trying to stop me from making my dreams come true, trying to stop me from making a song. And that's the reason why I wrote that song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. They want my Hollywood dream to be taken away. It's just all it's all about, just want to take my Hollywood dream to away or do everything they can, steal my song, hurt me, target me, hate my guts because I have a dream or if I have a talent. And that's what my Hollywood Dream song is about, going for dreams. I say from a standpoint that we are here on this planet to help people and not to hurt people. And I said several times in previous podcasts that I am very positive, stay away from negative people. And I know people probably in the industry or not who have prejudged, they don't like my music, they don't think it's good enough or whatever, that's an opinion. So I have to move on. And then there are other people who say what I look like or my clothes, all kinds of excuses to put me down and to undermine my potential. I say to that, their opinions does not matter because it's negative. It is just negativity. If you have a dream out there, go for it. But if you're a talented person and you are ambitious, you want to go for your Hollywood dream to be a singer like me, a songwriter, a comedian, or you have a dream to be a doctor, a lawyer, or some type of business person, you're going to unfortunately come across people who don't like that because they're jealous sometimes. And it's important that we, as the people, to stop these people from doing that. It's also important for us as individuals to stop people who are racist and hate mongers because there's no way in society would tolerate any type of discrimination. I've been told because they saw me in a van or exits or whatever, or they saw me get into the exit van, or they saw me in a car or whatever, and they made these perceived notions that are perceptual bias. Listen, I can't deal with no negativity. Negativity is only breeds negativity. It is evil. Nobody wants to be around someone who's negative or trying. You know, dreams are for you and me. Dreams are special. It enhances the world. And that's what we are here. We're here to enhance the world. We're here to be happy. We're not here to hinder. I always come across people with dreams, whether they're intellectual or they're artistic, and always wish them the best of luck. I never say anything negative. I always try to be careful with what I say, because I do believe that a dream can come true if we work hard or continue or persist to do it. And that's what I will say to everybody out there: have a dream, make it happen. But I've been subjected to prejudice. You know, again, as I mentioned, you know, there's a hate crime law under the California Department of Attorney General that we don't target people because, you know, the race, nationality, gender, religion, sexual orientation, physical and mental disability. But also, there's also another thing that should be included. Being unique is not a crime. There, you know, artists have their own style. You know, they write a song or they go on stage and act or whatever. People who wear different clothes or whatever, or who hang out with people different than me and you, should not be targeted. People who have their own way of life should not be targeted. It's normal. It enhances the world. So I think I've been also targeted because I have, and I act in a way that the perception is unique. But for these ignorant people, they think it's a mental illness, and it's not. It's their idiocy and a lack of education and understanding that the world is diverse. So, but despite that, I still have a dream. So dreams can come true. But at the same time, I have to be realistic. But the truth is, if you got a dream to make it in this life, and I have a dream to make it in Hollywood or to make it at an intellectual level or whatever it is, a job, whatever job or whatever it is, that can happen. That's always should be positive, because those type of dreams is what enhance the world and make other people go for their dreams. As I said before, when you take someone's dream away, you hurt a lot of people. Because if one dream is taken away, you won't see someone else who have that dream to be a great musician or the dream to be an attorney, because you took that person's dream away. It's negative. It's negative to take away my dream or someone else's dream. I wrote the dream. I want my Hollywood dream to come true. Just because of that, I should not be targeted simply because I'm an artist, or some people think I'm crazy or out of touch with reality. That is not true. It is them who are out of touch with reality. That is a good dream. No matter what age or what I look like, what size I am, it's better to, you know, it's better late than never to see dreams happen. But to be targeted because you think I'm unique or black or some perceived disability or some disability or whatever it is, that's not fair. And again, we have laws. Those basic categories. We should not target anyone again with any type of discrimination. But we also should not target me. They should not be targeting me because they're jealous of me. I mean, that's not right. And that has happened to a lot of people who have dreams. Yeah, that's not right. You know, I would say this. You know, if someone who's disabled or someone who's overweight or someone who's old can still go for their dream to be in music, if they believe it can happen and make effort, it can come true. It should not be you have to be young or you have to look a certain way or you have to, you know. They do have people who are disabled who made it in music, like Stevie Wonder, who couldn't see, or Ray Charles, or other people. And they definitely have a lot of musicians in music who have mental health issues. People have been diagnosed with bipolar, and they have been diagnosed with depression. They have been diagnosed with different agoraphobia. and so on and so on and so on. The sky's the limit. But at the same time with me, again, as I said before, when I mentioned those seven categories, I should not be targeted because of someone's ignorance. Again, I have to take action if I see someone's targeting me for prejudice. Not only, you know, jealous of me because of my dream, my talent, but also prejudice. They look at me and say, oh, I'm not well. It's not true. Again, don't believe those falsehoods or anything that has been said about me if I'm not around to respond. If you're talking to the real Duff Knight, me, who's me, would never condone or say anything negative about anyone else who has a dream or anybody or target somebody, because I don't know why the targeting comes to me. Again, some people in the society, which I came across in my environment, do not have subjected me and targeted me because of their illness, because of their jealous, or because of their prejudice. It is not right to be prejudiced. An energy, a span of love need to expand itself in order for life to continue. So, you know, any type of prejudice is wrong. However, we all have a right to hang out with and be with whoever we feel comfortable with, regardless of color or religion or sexual orientation or whatever you come from, whatever country you come from, whatever you want to, whoever you want to love, that's your right. There's nothing wrong with it. But I should not be targeted simply because I look different or I'm older or because of someone's prejudice. At the same time, I have to protect myself because I don't want to be a victim of a crime, violence or something because of someone's hatred, simply because I have a dream. And I don't want to be a victim of somebody's jealousy because that's wrong. It is pure wrong. We got to get those individuals who target people like me simply because if I look unique or if I have a talent or because of their prejudice, because they're dangerous. They're too dangerous to be around other people, and that's what I experience. And it's not right. So I leave it there. That's my thing. If you've been a victim of intolerance or prejudice or jealousy, my thing is don't give up on your dreams. Call the police or do whatever you can to protect yourself if someone evil is targeting you, because that's not right. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.